Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now. Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open-concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a pet-friendly place.
Oh, pick me, teacher! I'm ever so smart!
A little early morning trivia for you. What do Lisa Simpson, Hermione Granger, that kid that you really can't stand in school, and Tammy have in common?
Oh, Lord.
Anybody want to guess? They are all notorious teachers' pets.
See, you accuse me of that, and that is so not true about me.
Really?
I am not a teacher's
really?
Pet.
Really?
I am not a teacher's pet.
Producer Jessica, would you jump in here for 1 second? In the school of John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show, would you consider Tammy to be the teacher's pet of the group? Yes or no is the only answer we need.
I think there's layers. No, there's layers to it, because I think Tammy is beloved by all, but I don't think she tries at it.
Tammy is beloved by all.
But she's not trying for it. She's not like actively, you know, always giving the teacher an apple. She's just
really.
Yes. Lest you forget,
she's just beloved.
I shared a story how in seventh grade I got kicked out of math class. I am not a teacher's pet.
Was it kicked out or is it voted out of your because your classmates were tired of you? Teacher, you forgot our quiz. I think we need some head down time.
Okay. I never did anything like that. That was not me in school.
Well, Tammy, the teacher's pet.
You call it that, John, because I do things when I'm supposed to do them, and I don't get in trouble a lot. Mm-hmm. That doesn't make me a teacher's pet.
Doesn't it?
You're just PO'd because you got in trouble from Honor Flight San Diego. We had a deadline of midnight Saturday to get this quiz done that we have to do before we take our guardians on Honor Flight. John and I were hosting the Team Parker for Life Gala Saturday night, and at the end of our event, I realized, I haven't done that quiz, and it has to be in by midnight. So I went back to my room at 10 p.m. and took the quiz and sent it in, so it was done.
I was at the same event. And when it got done, I realized, oh my goodness, we have until midnight tonight to get the quiz for Honor Flight down. I think I'll do it in the morning.
And you kind of got chastised the next day. John, where's your quiz?
You see, teacher's pet.
I'm not. Oh my God. You're the one who didn't do the
teacher,
work and I'm the teacher's
teacher,
pet.
I got my quiz done. Did you check John's? Oh. Forget the fact that I've been on 4 of these already. I can do the quiz in my sleep.
Yes, we all could, but still got to be done.
John, did you get your test done? Not yet. Look. It's the look. Frankly, Tammy, it's the look that only a teacher's pet could acquire.
Oh, Lord.
I can never, ever make that look. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Hey, it's Taylor. I want to invite you to the official release party of A Showgirl. See the exclusive world premiere of the Fate of Ophelia music video, along with behind-the-scenes footage from the music video shoot, brand new lyric videos, and stories about each song from my new album, The Life of a Showgirl. Only in theaters October 3rd through 5th.
So they already sold tickets for opening day.
Yeah.
Over $15 million worth of tickets to go to the theater to see this special presentation. That's crazy.
Do you think these are all Taylor Swift's ideas? They're calling her now the queen of marketing.
Yeah.
She clearly is, do we say, a brilliant business person?
Oh, no, 100%. Taylor Swift knows her fans probably better than any other artist on the planet. There's some people who are close behind her, but she's got her finger on the pulse of every single person who loves her music.
Anybody can do a world premiere of a video.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody can turn that into a 90-minute long movie.
Yes.
Called The Official Release Party of a Showgirl. Tickets were $12 each. It's her 12th album. That's why. They're showing it at AMC and Regal Theaters here in San Diego.
They're expecting her to make $50 million on a weekend. One weekend.
On just the movie.
On just that movie of this music video about her new album. It's insane.
I haven't asked my daughters whether or not they're going to this yet.
Oh, they're probably still screaming. I'm sure they are.
Because I'm afraid of the idiotic look they're going to give me. Like, good God, why do we even bother with you? Of course we're going. AMC theaters that carry this are welcoming you, Swifties, to go ahead and sing and dance. Just please don't stand on seats or block the aisles. And please don't bring your cats or your cardigans.
Okay,
you can bring your cardigans.
Yes.
Just not your cats.
No cats.
833-287-1037. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge is coming up. And we've got tickets to take you and your family to Legoland for Brick or Treat. It's that time of year again. Legoland is rocking. We want to send you there. Just take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, and you're there. If you're better than Tam, you'll have $100 too. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. There comes a time in a person's life when they have worked very hard, they've got success, whether it's a massive success, moderate success, whatever you define success, and they're like, you know what, I don't need to do this anymore to be happy. I need something else to be happy, maybe something more simplistic, and that is where Jake Owen is in his life right now.
Well, Jake Owen loves performing music, being out on the road, performing for fans. He also misses his family and has made a decision on a way that he can be home more and has started a new business.
I was thinking about my new album that I've been working on and how much a lot of my songs revolve around the fact that I love what I do so much, but I also miss the things in my life that I am away from. Said I'm driving in my truck right now. I'm about to pull down Main Street of Kingston Springs. So check this out. Don't blink or you're gonna miss it. But I did something this year that is really fulfilling my heart. I bought a building in downtown Kingston Springs and I'm about to show it to you. I'm gonna turn it into a little restaurant. Burgers, milkshakes, walk up to the window, small town feel, baby. You're gonna catch me in this place next year. You're gonna walk in and I'll be behind the grill, boy. Say, what you want in that burger? A little cheese on it? You want some french fries? Maybe a milkshake? I've been working with some friends of mine to do this together. Make it back to the 1930s. It was an old gas station back in the day. So I hope you guys come see us in Kingston Springs at some point next year when we're up and rolling. And if you got any names for us, give me some names in the comments. And if it's a good name and we choose it, I'll give you free burger for life, all right? Love you.
Jake's Joint has been thrown out there. Jake and Shake, which I think is really good. Milk Jake's. Which I thought was really good, too. Yeah.
So this struck me when I saw this story, because when Tam and I go on stage to introduce an artist, it's really cool to watch them get their game face on. I don't know about you, Tam, but I get so envious of what they must be feeling, knowing that they're about to go on the stage and thousands of people are screaming for them, clapping for them, hanging on every word, singing along. I can't imagine that there's a better feeling in the world than that.
Sure.
But Jake Owen's like, hey, you know what? I've done that. And there's something to be said about being with my family, flipping some burgers, doing my thing in my town of Kingston Springs that's got like 2,300 people in it. I think it's a glorious story. I'm envious of a person that is at a point where they're going to be able to do whatever they want to do with their life.
He's going
to
own his own time.
So great.
You know, right now when you're a musician, you don't own your own time. You're on a schedule. You're on tour. You're doing this. You're recording an album. You're away from home, away from home, away from home. And I think that's fabulous. I'm envious, too.
Jake Owen, living his best life in Kingston Springs, Tennessee. Go to Jake Owen's Instagram page if you want to comment on that video and perhaps get free burgers for life. All you got to do is come up with the name of his new joint.
Mm-hmm.
I, for one, think Milk Jake's is the front runner. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Ashley's in La Mesa. What's up, Ashley?
Hey, good morning.
Ashley, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, go take a coffee break.
All right, good luck.
Ashley, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also want to let you know that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay, Ashley?
Got it.
Mark Hamill remembers some clunky dialogue his character had that was cut from the Star Wars script. He says it would have been too hard to make it sound like an original spontaneous thought. What was the name of his iconic character in Star Wars?
Luke Skywalker.
Jimmy Kimmel isn't waiting around to be reinstated by the network that canceled him indefinitely. He's reportedly trying to break his contract and move on. What is that network?
NBC.
Taylor Swift mentioned she's working on Funfetti sourdough, so Pillsbury created a limited edition Funfetti sourdough bread mix. It'll be available online on Wednesday. Who is Pillsbury's lovable mascot?
Pillsbury Doughboy.
Yesterday was Wife Appreciation Day. One of TV's most loved wives was Tammy Taylor, Coach Eric Taylor's wife on Friday Night Lights. What was the name of the actress that plays her?
I have no idea.
Okay, and finally, Kristen Johnston turned 58 over the weekend. She played Sally on Third Rock from the Sun and Ivana Humpalot in the second Austin Powers movie. What was the exact title of that sequel?
Austin Powers Goldfinger.
Let's get Tam back in. So, Ashley, what you got going on today?
Just going to head to work.
What do you do?
Just some sales.
Okay. Ashley in sales today, Tammy, did just 2 out of 5.
Okay.
Mark Hamill remembers some clunky dialogue his character had that was cut from the Star Wars script. He says it would have been too hard to make it sound like an original spontaneous thought. What was the name of his iconic character?
Luke Skywalker.
That is right. My daughter is getting into that movie finally. I failed as a father by not forcing them to watch Star Wars as they were young girls.
Okay.
And I watched it with her, and that first one, Luke is such a little whiny little bee. I'm tired of being here. I want to go play. I want to be a pilot. Oh, good God. Where's Darth Vader? It's 1-1. Ashley knew that. Tammy, Jimmy Kimmel isn't waiting around to be reinstated by the network that canceled him indefinitely. He's reportedly trying to break his contract and move on. What is that network?
ABC.
That is ABC. Ashley went NBC 2-1 Tam. Taylor Swift mentioned she's working on Funfetti sourdough. Of course. So Pillsbury created a limited edition Funfetti sourdough bread mix. It'll be available online Wednesday, in case you're wondering, bakers. Who's Pillsbury's lovable mascot?
The one they poke in the belly. What is he called? Oh, the Pillsbury Doughboy. Duh.
That is right. Woo-hoo! Ashley knew that.
I wonder if he's got a real name. Like Bob? What? I mean...
Denny. Denny the Doughboy. That's a good question.
Yeah, I'll look it up.
Of course you will. 3-2 Tammy. Yesterday was Wife Appreciation Day. One of TV's most loved wives was Tammy Taylor, Coach Eric Taylor's wife on Friday Night Lights. What's the name of the actress that plays her?
Connie Britton.
That is right. Ashley did not know. 4-2 Tammy. And finally, Kristen Johnston turned 58 over the weekend. She played Sally on Third Rock from the Sun. And Ivana Humpalot in the second Austin Powers movie. What was the exact title of that sequel?
I'm not sure if this is the second one. Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me?
I don't know if I should give that to you, because technically it's Austin Powers 2, The Spy Who Shagged Me. What do you think? Ashley, at this point, should I give it to her, or should I be a jerk?
It's close enough.
Yeah. Oh, okay. According to Ashley, I'm going to go ahead and give it to you. I would have chosen jerk, but what are you going to do? Ashley, today Tammy beat you by a clean sweep, your choice, 5-2. You're not going to get any of her money, but we've got a great prize for you.
We do. You now have tickets to Legoland California Resort for Brick or Treat.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Ashley, enjoy that. Happy early Halloween before you leave. Oh, yes?
The Pillsbury Doughboy does have a name, and John, we both should have remembered this. Poppin' Fresh.
Did you know that, Ashley?
No, I had no idea.
No. All right. Well, every day we learn something from Tammy. That's why she's beloved.
Oh, my God.
Before you leave, unfortunately, Ashley, I have to have you say this.
I'm Ashley Anamisa, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now. There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a 3-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over 1 million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
A wardrobe malfunction thwarted at the last possible second. Just another chapter in the book of Tammy over the weekend.
Well, it was the book of John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show, because you were a part of this too. I mean, moments before we had to go and host a charity event for Team Parker for Life, the zipper on my dress busted. So we had to come up with a solution.
This was a team effort. John and Sam went to the gift shop to find me a dress since the zipper broke on mine.
So the guy opened every bag downstairs.
Wait, your size is now!
She's like, oh, I'm sure the extra small will work. It's giving. I'm like, are you out of your mind?
No.
Do you have any other sizes? And he's like, I have to open bags. I was like, open
the bags.
All right. And you guys did a good job. Nice pick. And then I was like, but it needs a belt. And Kurt, thank you for giving up the belt to your tux. I appreciate it.
Watch Tammy win Best Dressed Award.
Oh my God.
Now.
I have tennis shoes on because I thought I was going to be in a long gown, but it is what it is, guys.
Tell you what, Tammy, you don't do anything halfway. That's for sure. We were already running behind.
Mm-hmm.
I was waiting in my room with my girlfriend, Sam. Like, what is up with Tammy? Sam gets a phone call. Okay. All right, be right there. As if she's being called to a medical emergency.
Yes. So we were zipping up my dress, and women, you understand this. Those really thin, skinny zippers, they're hard to zip up anyway. And it's right in the middle of my back, and I couldn't hold the dress together while my husband zipped it because it was up too high. So I needed Sam to come hold the dress together so he could zip it.
Zipper busts Tammy is SOL right now. Mm-hmm. In my head, I'm thinking, good God.
I saw your face.
You couldn't have tried the dress on before we got to the hotel like I do with my suit.
I've worn it before. Mm-hmm. I've worn it before. Mm-hmm.
Just always want to make sure. There are a couple possible solutions. Number one, my girlfriend Sam offered Tammy her dress, saying, I'll skip out.
Yeah, I wasn't going to have that happen.
Thank you.
Yes, well, she's your date, and she's going to be a part of this event.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
There was a time, and this was literally the front-runner decision, that Tammy was going to go down and MC the event in a bathrobe and slippers,
yes.
And that would have been the goof. Hey, ladies, I know you understand this. My dress broke.
Uh-huh.
But Sam said, you know what? Let's take a shot. Let's go down to the gift shop of the hotel. Mm-hmm. Maybe they've got something down there.
Sure.
Frantically, she and I run down there. I actually, on a clearance rack, found the dress that you wore, Tam. What could have been disastrous became a funny story when we were emceeing the event. It was a wardrobe malfunction that thankfully was solved.
833-287-1037. When's the last time you had a wardrobe malfunction? It doesn't just happen to women. It happens to men, too. And it's always at the worst possible time. It's never when you're home, right? Who cares? Then you can fix the solution.
It wouldn't be called a wardrobe malfunction if you were at home. It would be called a throw the sweats on and who cares?
Yes, exactly.
833-287-1037. Share your most recent wardrobe malfunction and how you were able to handle it. Tammy had a wardrobe malfunction while we were hosting a gala on Saturday night. Michaela, what's yours?
I was a cashier at the time. I was 8.5 months pregnant. I have these huge pants that like pull over my belly. And then I ran to the bathroom, and when I came back, and one of the baggers was like, oh my God, you have toilet paper hanging all the way down your leg.
Oh no.
Oh, that's horrifying.
It was so embarrassing. I had this line full of customers that were just like giggling, but not trying to embarrass me. It was horrible.
All right, Michaela.
Thank you for sharing that, Michaela. Kristen, what was your wardrobe malfunction?
I worked in pharmacy, and we had to wear business casual, and I had the same set of flats in both black and navy blue, and I used to go to work at 5 o'clock in the morning, and around 7:30, I would be looking down at my feet and notice I had one of each shoe on.
Oh, no. A navy shoe and a black shoe.
Yep. So I finally separated them in my closet. I knew one was on one side and one was on the other.
There you go. It's the only way to do it. Nisha's in La Mesa. Nisha, what was your wardrobe malfunction?
I was a preschool teacher. So this is last week. We were making papier-mâché hot air balloons where we use flour and water to put the paper over a balloon. So one of my students hugged me and left his handprint on my butt that nobody told me all day that I was walking down with a little handprint on my butt until I got home. And my husband was like, so what happened at work today?
And yeah, right? And wow, that hand is tiny.
I'm sorry, nobody said anything. I was just walking around with a flower handprint on my bottom.
So are you upset that no one was checking out your butt while at work?
Well, I guess it's kind of a good thing, but then it's just like, even the students didn't say anything, and usually they point everything out. So I was just like, oh, man. And I went to the store, too, and absolutely nothing.
That is great.
Wow.
Thank you for that. Take care.
Thanks.
Gabby, share your wardrobe malfunction.
Well, I decided to show up for a team meeting, and it was a team meeting of salespeople who are all well put together, dresses, suits, to the nine, shoes. And so my first meeting with them, I show up, and I'm standing there all proud with my best suit on, and everybody's kind of giggling and talking, and I'm not sure what's going on. And all of a sudden, somebody turns and says, really, Gabby? Black and a blue shoe? Had two different color heels on.
Wow, this is more common than I thought.
Yep, it's happened more than once, unfortunately. But I have an extra pair under my desk now, just in case.
Nice, thanks, Gabby. Take care.
Thank you.
Man, sometimes it's just easier being a guy. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
And Tatis swings, hits it in the air, deep to left field. Robertson is back to watch. This one gonna go. About halfway up the bleachers in left field for Fernando, his 23rd of the year, and the Padre lead is now 3-0.
Fernando swatted that thing. That was a no-doubt home run. Gave the Padres the lead 3-0. That's the only lead they needed. They end up winning against the White Sox 3-2. They win the series. Most importantly, Our magic number to clinch a playoff spot is this many. How many fingers am I holding up, Tammy?
Well, one, but I'm not sure why you're using that finger.
I'm holding up one. I just picked one. One. Uh-huh. Our magic number is one. Tonight, we could be popping champagne. We, because I'll be invited. Popping champagne in the clubhouse tonight, celebrating yet another Padres postseason. All we have to do is win tonight against the Milwaukee Brewers.
That's a tough order.
Milwaukee Brewers are the NL Central Division champions. They have clinched that. They are a very strong ball team. However, I mean, they've clinched the division. They could rest. They could take it easy. I don't want them to do that. I want to see the full force Brewers and beat them fair and square.
Do teams do that, though? I mean, do they maybe not play as hard because of that?
I would never say they don't play as hard. I would say it might be a time where a manager might say, hey, you know what? You played really well the entire season, 150-something games at this point. Uh-huh. We're going to need you to really produce. How about we rest you? Everyone's tired at this point of the season.
Do you think, like, in the bullpen, like, every time somebody gets up, it's like, oh.
Probably.
And somebody's like, oh, my knees. Lots of my back.
Lots of creaking joints. Lots of groans. I would never say they take it easy. I think they play smart and sometimes rest studs or give other people a chance that haven't played the entire season to play. And maybe the Padres take advantage of that. But either way, let's just get it done. We need one game. We got six left, and that's it. Yesterday, Tam and I were talking because we're going to go to the game on Wednesday afternoon.
I'm excited for that.
I'm really excited for that. It's my regular season finale as far as my season at Petco Park this year.
You have a season finale?
Yeah, I mean, as far as the last game I get to go to.
I didn't know it was called a season finale.
It's the regular season finale of me being at Padres games in person. I won't be able to go tonight
Tuesday. Like, a big velvet curtain that you walk through and everything? John's here for a season finale.
How about you go to the concession stand at Petco and order a cup of Be Quiet so I can finish this conversation, please? Okay. Thank you. You and I were going to be at the game on Wednesday. Wouldn't it be cool to watch them clinch against your Milwaukee Brewers in person on Wednesday? As much as I'd love to see that in person, I'd rather just take care of business tonight, clinch the playoff spot, and let's get ourselves focused on the postseason.
I'm gonna vote for it happens today.
Okay. Good. Take care of business, boys. Padres Brewers tonight back at Petco Park where the Padres love to play. First pitch 6:40. Oh, and by the way, Luis Arraez bobblehead night. Last giveaway, last bobblehead of the season. First 40,000, you get that coveted bobblehead. Of course, every pitch of every game on our sister station, 97.3 The Fan. Go Pods. Get this done.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Going out to El Cajon. Good morning, Ernie.
How you doing, John?
I can't complain, pal. Appreciate you asking. Do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio.
Tammy, you got to go.
All right. Good luck, Ernie.
All right, Ernie. Bye. Five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam. You're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also, want to remind you, Ernie, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Nicole Richie turned 44 yesterday. She is the star of Simple Life, and she's this legendary singer/songwriter's daughter. Who is he?
Oh, I have no idea.
Speaking of birthdays, Luke Wilson turned 54 yesterday. Who's older, Luke or his fellow actor, brother, Owen Wilson?
Owen Wilson.
Yesterday was Wife Appreciation Day. One of TV's funniest wives is Peter Griffin's wife from Family Guy. What's her name?
Oh, I know. I'm brain dead. I haven't watched that in a long time.
The director of Apollo 13 revealed that while training for the filming of the movie, he passed out and wet himself in front of Kevin Bacon. This Oscar-winning director is also an actor who has directed How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Cocoon, and so many more movies. Who is he?
Sorry, dude. It's Monday, bro.
All right. And finally, some sources say Adele has been approached about playing the Super Bowl halftime show. Who played the Super Bowl halftime show last year?
Was it? Oh, my God. I don't know.
All right, Ernie. Let's get Tam back in.
All right.
Ernie, what's happening today, man? What's going down?
Oh, just going to work.
What do you do?
Contractor.
All right. Busy time for you guys?
Yeah, it was a little slow. I got picked up a little bit.
All right. Well, good. I hate when things are slow at work. Makes things move slowly.
That's right.
My first job in radio, I used to work overnights, midnight to six, Ernie. And I would train myself to not look at the clock because I thought time was going so fast. And by the way, it's 12:10. Mm-hmm. I think I've been here for 3 hours. I've been here for 10 minutes.
Exactly.
Ernie did today 1 out of 5, Tam.
Okay.
Timmy Nicole Richie turned 44 yesterday. She's the star of The Simple Life. And this legendary singer slash songwriter's daughter, who is he?
Lionel Richie.
Lionel Richie.
Oh,
Ernie did not remember. You can tell he did now. 1-0, Tammy. Speaking of birthdays, Luke Wilson turned 54 yesterday. Who's older, Luke or his fellow actor brother Owen Wilson?
Oh, you know, I'm going to say Owen.
Owen is 56. Luke is 54. Owen is older, 2-1. That's the one Ernie got right. Yesterday was Wife Appreciation Day. Did Kirk give you a card or
carve you a
sculpture? Nothing?
No.
Okay. One of TV's funniest wives is Peter Griffin's wife from Family Guy. What's her name?
Oh, what is her name? Dang it. God, I can hear him, but I can't remember what he... Peggy?
Lois. Still 2-1, Tammy. The director of Apollo 13 revealed that while training for the filming of the movie, he passed out and wet himself in front of Kevin Bacon. This Oscar-winning director is also an actor who's directed How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Cocoon, and so many other movies. Who is he?
Is that Ron Howard?
It is Ron Howard. It's now 3-1, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, some so-called sources say Adele has been approached about playing the Super Bowl halftime show.
I love Adele, but I just don't see that being a halftime Super Bowl type of show.
I mean, there's no doubt she's one of the best singers ever. I
love her, but
I don't see her rocking the crowd out.
Yeah, me either.
I mean, Metallica's out there. Just throwing it out there.
Yep.
How about Garth and Metallica? Garth Talica. Wouldn't that be nuts? That could work. I'm not even joking.
I know you're
not. That could work. Who played the Super Bowl halftime show last year?
Super Bowl left chair jeans. Oh, Kendrick Lamar.
Good
All the moms wanted, all the women wanted his jeans. Yes.
That's right. Well done. Today, Ernie, Tan takes you down by a score of 4-1. So you're not going to get any of her money, but we have a great prize for you, pal.
Ernie, you have a family 4-pack to unleash the inner monster at Legoland California's resort for their Brick or Treat Monster Party.
Awesome.
Hey, man, you have a wonderful day. We appreciate you listening. Unfortunately, before you leave, have to have you say this.
I'm Ernie in El Cajon, and I flunked out Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now. Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open-concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
If you fear AI taking your identity, cover yourself in tats.
Apparently, that's the way to go because it's an area that AI is having a big problem with. If you remember when people could first start making AI avatars, I went through this. We talked about this a couple of years ago, and I shared the horrific results of what AI did with a picture of me. In one, I had like seven fingers. In another one, my eyes weren't even where they were supposed to be. It's gotten much better. It's very scary. But apparently, AI still has a big problem with tattoos.
At least according to this TikTok influencer.
Something I don't see people talking about enough when it comes to AI is how having tattoos helps prevent people from making a successful AI twin of you. While AI models can try and will often put a half sleeve on me, the detail of it is such a dead giveaway that it is not me.
Take it from her. She's a TikTok influencer. She knows all about AI. That is interesting, though, that AI can basically duplicate everything about you, but they can't get tattoos right?
Maybe it has something to do with it being artwork, that it has a problem with. A lot of times when you can tell something's AI is looking in the background at objects and things that would that you can see have been messed with or aren't done right. I've seen a lot of fake tattoos that are clearly AI generated that people claim are tattoos.
Oh.
But you can tell. You can just tell how it just doesn't look right on the skin and it looks.
Wait a second. Are you telling me I can have AI create like some monstrosity tattoos on me and
yes.
then send them to my mom and
yes.
say, hey, check out my new artwork and freak with her?
Oh my God. Oh my, yes,
oh my God. That'd be so great.
Poor look, mom, Bonnie.
What
Poor
do you think
Bonnie.
About this? Hey, mom, I got a giant American eagle on my back taking a fish out of a river. And
oh
watch,
my God.
When I move my arms, mom.
Yeah.
The eagle's wings flap. The eagle's wings flap.
You could totally mess with her. Please don't do that.
Oh, my God.
Lady.
She would. That would be so brilliant. But seriously, though, is it safe to say that almost every video that you see on a reel or even a TikTok is AI fake?
No, I would disagree with almost everyone. There's a lot.
More than half?
I don't know about that much. And I think it depends on what you look at. On your social media because the algorithm feeds you what you look at and you find that out when you look at something you didn't want to see or somebody you didn't want to follow and all of a sudden they're everywhere.
Can't say this enough. Please, 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 before you comment or even like or dislike, really do your homework as far as a video and make sure that you're commenting on something that's not AI generated.
Yeah.
You really can't trust or believe, I'll say it, anything
I know,
on social
hard.
Media anymore.
Especially, you know what, the ones that I have seen the most are the ones that have to do with flowers or insects. Like, all of a sudden, I'm like, that can't be a real, but that's not real. That's not a real flower, is it?
And, how sad is it that whenever we watch something now, at least my first reaction is, I wonder if that's real.
Yeah.
It'd be cool if that was real.
Yeah. I know, just got to be aware.
Or do what our TikToker did. Cover yourself in tats.
So you don't ever have a doppelganger out there that's not really you?
You're safe. For now. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. Tammy, I haven't checked yet. Are we supposed to get some more rain today or is that all done now?
Well, at least where you live, you should be fine.
Oh.
Why? What's the matter?
Well,
I thought you were like all excited about that.
I have a chore to do that I have been putting it off and putting it off.
Mm.
I was supposed to do it yesterday and we had rain all day.
I totally get it, John. You had that feeling of when you're allowed to just not have to do anything
right.
except maybe cozy up in some sweatpants. Watch some football, watch some baseball, you know, maybe simmer some stew on the stove.
Yes, oh, I'm a big proponent of stew simmering.
Uh-huh.
I did what a lot of you probably did yesterday. I'll push it off till tomorrow.
Yes.
Well, now it's tomorrow.
But,
and I don't want to clean my patio off. It's a lot of work. I have to power scrub it. I have to get everything off of it.
It's a job.
And I'm already doing a job right now. I don't want to go home and do another job. I want to go home and I don't know, not do a job. So I'm hoping it's raining, but it's not going to rain, is it?
No.
Sam's mom's coming to town this weekend. Uh-huh. We're going to be on Honor Flight San Diego this weekend. Tam, we're out of town, so Sam's mom's coming to town. First thing she's going to do is look at that patio.
Yes.
It's got to be clean. I got no, of course, judge me.
Listen, we don't have many days where we can say, sorry, I can't really do anything today because it's raining. We don't get them very often.
I was so happy yesterday. It was the perfect storm of awesomeness. Football, Padres game, cold breeze after the AC's been on for a while.
Yeah.
Rain, that pitter-patter of rain. Sam just itching to get me out of her sight. Get me outside to clean. And I couldn't because on account of the rain.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because I felt that way yesterday too. And I kind of hid away in the bedroom. And the only reason I quote unquote hid away is because my husband being my husband, it was the perfect time to do the canning. He made his own.
Sure.
He made his own marinara sauce for a future spaghetti dinner and he had to can it all. And I heard him in there, you know, working hard. And I'm like, I'm not doing anything today.
So that's the bad news for the procrastinators or just the plain old lazy. It should clear up and be totally sunny San Diego again.
And here's the thing, John. Tomorrow it's actually going to be almost 80 where you live. So today is the day to do it. Otherwise, you're going to be sweating.
Yeah, thanks, Tam.
Get it out of the way. You'll feel better.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's artificial intelligence. Then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a 3-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over 1 million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.